everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. This is a glorious day that He's made. We have golden opportunities to win and lost, be a blessing, and go about our daily routine honoring God. We can praise God at our will. We can believe Him. We can take Him at His word. We can help others out by praying for them and living the life of God. The life of God is enjoyable. When everything else goes wrong, you can always enjoy life. Even in the midst of a storm. And I'm not just saying this to sound good. These are things that I've done. And I've been amazed at the fact that I can worship God and have a great, glorious day. And things go terribly wrong. Every time I worship God, I just enjoy the day anyway. When your heart is full of the word, no matter what happens, it can amaze you how much joy that remains in you. And you still have peace and fellowship with God. Peace is fellowship with God. I asked him for a definition of peace before. And he said, peace is fellowship, harmony with God. And I always say, when you look to Him, you see how to handle problems. You can receive your answers easier. When God gives you solutions, and I love solutions, I don't like lingering problems. I like to kill my problems and live and thrive. And that's what God enabled us to do. So we need to take full advantage of all the wonderful blessings God has given us. He paid a high cost price so that we can do these things. And in order to honor God, we should do these things. Don't let anything remain in your body. Sickness, disease, anything that's wrong. Some ailments are tolerable. It's normal for people. You know, it's considered normal for them to exist. And, you know, like a cold or a flu, you know, well, you have to get rid of a flu, but some things people just put up with because of their age, like arthritis or sharp pain that happens every now and then. Jesus paid for that. And the way we can learn to destroy our ailments, because He already paid the price. By His stripes we're healed. Healed is healed. Healed means not sick, not hurting, no more pain. And it doesn't matter what it is. If you decide you're not going to allow it, then heaven will decide they're not going to allow it either. If you say something, heaven will respond. Jesus already paid for it. As far as the courts of heaven are concerned, you're healed. Now you got to say it so it'll be true for you. You can change the facts in your body. They are facts. It does hurt. It is pain. It is real. But the stripes of Jesus is more real than any sickness that we can ever have. And I want people to know this. See, in the beginning, we started off kind of wobbly. People, they hit and miss. They would pray together and they'd get results. And then they get surprised. And then you had the backslidden witchcraft religious leaders. And I say witchcraft because they wanted Jesus dead. They were full of rebellion. Rebellion is no better. It's the same as witchcraft. Their hearts was harder. Jesus said their hearts was worse. They were worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And in Revelation, it calls the backslidden Jews, not people that love God, but the ones that should be represented, that sits in Moses' seat, the ones that should be representing God, they're in such rebellion that in Revelation they would call Sodom and Egypt. And Egypt was full of witchcraft and sorcery. And they didn't want people to be healed. They didn't want people to know God through Jesus Christ. And now when they say Jesus, they say a curse word with it. I heard it on YouTube how they do. And they disown that people that believe on Jesus. Now, I'm not angry against them. I don't hate them. Because Isaiah said they're blinded. And I want them to see. But he also said they'll see when in the middle of the great tribulation, after things go wrong, after the when the Antichrist that they're going to trust go in the temple and pronounce himself to be God, that's when they're going to do this. Then the eyes will be open. But Isaiah said a tenth would survive and be received by God. So that's a lot of people that's wrong. It's not about, I don't hate anybody, but people choose what they choose. And they divide themselves in or out of the kingdom. They doubt against God. But their influence is still working. The influence of those evil men suggested that healing went away. They wanted Peter to not preach in his name anymore. And Peter said, I can't but speak. Now, this influence has survived and it has gotten into the church. These are doctrines of devils, along with many other doctrines. But those who are true, those who love God, they seek him. And they don't fall for every lie, every wind of doctrine, everything that goes wrong. They stay true to the things of God, and they want the knowledge of God in their life. And I do too. And people started off getting healed and then ridiculed. And then they'd be ridiculed and persecuted because they got healed and because they believed on Jesus and they had joy and peace and they lived. But this is the thing I'm trying to say. This is 2,000 years later. And the enemy, when the church got strong in this country, he dispatched demons to give people messages, just like God give people messages. And they preached doctrines of devils. You know, healing went out with the apostles, and so many people were brainwashed into believing this. If they loved God's word enough to study it for themselves, they would have known Jesus went about doing good, and we'll be just as he is, so are we in this world. And we need healing. And we need all the things of God. Now, I know that it exists. I go to a church. The Lord sent me to be a member of a church. That's a blessing. And the pastor there and the people, they always get healed. They believe in healing and they get healed too. And I thank God for it. And I'm glad I was able to raise my children at that church. Because now they know about healing. And they're receptive to healing. My son felt he had a terrible stomach pain. And he went to the church and the pastor had a word about stomach pain and he got healed. He got healed that night. That's something he'll never forget. No matter what happened in his life, he can always remember these key things that happened for him. Now, what I want to do now is graduate. I prayed this morning. I said, Lord, he once told me that healing, receiving healing is as easy as picking fruit. I said, the church should be further along in these things, in the things of God. I said, I want you to teach me how to receive healing just like Jesus did. Just like Jesus went about healing people, laying hands, and it was easy. Now, some people, they operate in the gifts and they get people healed so easily. And some struggle with it. Now, I mostly, in my ministry, I mostly teach and minister. But I want anything that you do in the Lord, you can grow in it if that's what you want to do. And so I said, I want to grow in every way. Not just healing. I'm using healing for an example. Jesus paid a high cost for our healing. And we honor him by receiving healing and not letting people be all boogered up. And I'm not talking about just accidental things and sicknesses and cancers. People they suffer with arthritis our eyes get weak. We have to have glasses when we're older. What? We can have our eyes renewed. I know our body wear out. It's going to wear out, and then we're going to die. But we can be healed. And we don't have to have everything that happens against us. We don't have to receive it. And some things, that's a stubborn problem. You have to say something. You have to do something about it. It's stubborn, and you got to be more stubborn against it. You got to be more determined to operate in faith and not allow it in your life. Now, I know people get old and die. That's going to happen. That's supposed to happen. But while we're here, we can be healed. We can be blessed. We don't have to live all our days in pain. And also, the other things that we could be further along in if people had fought better. And they overcame all the different doctrines of devils. See, these things, they produce doubt fires in people's lives. They were fiery darts and people allowed it. And it reduced our effectiveness. And so I got curious. I said, Lord, I want to do all that's in your heart. Things you know I could do, and I don't know I can do it. I want to graduate in every way there is. And I want you to take me there. I want you to guide me. See, the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. The reason I'm saying this is because we can do more than we know we can do. We're stronger than we seem. We have access to God. Jesus walked on water. Now, that suggests to me that we can do more than we do. I'm not interested in walking on water. I mean living the life of God. There are things we can learn, and people can. This is an example of something that happened as I was asking the Lord to teach me how to love His people, how to be free from all forms of temptation. I learned how to direct my emotions. And the best way, you know, I didn't know how to describe it. A few years ago, I said it this way. I said, by the Holy Spirit, I learned how to adjust my emotions or change my emotions as if I'm changing the channel on the television. If something happens that I would normally get frustrated about, I can turn it off and laugh and enjoy life, enjoy the day as if it never happened. If I feel sad, I can turn that junk off and turn it to another channel. I still see the situation, but it doesn't have to interfere with my peace and my joy that's within. Jesus said, peace I give unto you, not as the world give I you. But this peace can't be taken away. Now, you can yield it if you want to, but I don't want to. And then the proverb said, be not afraid of sudden fear. I learned to destroy these things. I learned to change the channel on them. And I didn't know, nobody told me I could do that. I found out I could do it because I kept asking the Lord to teach me how to love His people and how to be free. And I didn't know how to be free. I understood it spiritually. See, the Holy Spirit can teach you something spiritually without words. And I could do I had these abilities, but I didn't know how to describe it. I didn't even know how to teach it. But I knew that if you follow God, it'll happen. Now, with that being said, there are many other great, wonderful things we can do as well. If you can control your emotions and order your emotions the way you want them to be, that's a lot, right? You can do a lot of things. That gives you a lot of abilities in life. You know, a person that's emotionally unstable, they shouldn't be a mechanic, because things go so wrong. And you have to be able to keep a cool mind, a cool head. Some people will never reach their potential because they don't control their emotions and they don't know how. And they think they're stuck in that mode, but you're not. Whatever you want to change in life, even if nobody in the world ever did, even the great men of God never talked about it and never did it, you can do it. Whatever you want to learn, you learn it. I'm saying this because with the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the things Jesus did for us, we should be further along than we are. But we're not. We're where we are. We made it to this point. But don't just let what you know in this life be normal. Your normal is whatever God gives you, whatever you learn from Him. That will take your life to a greater plateau. And you can live more light in this darkness, the darkness of this world. And it'll cause people to see more light, and they'll want it. See, it's not the things that make us look good. It's the love, the peace, the joy. And the blessings that happen, they're just byproducts. And they can operate to make you lazy. I've seen a lot of churches, when they prosper, they back off. That's when they start backsliding. But while they were endeavoring, they were doing God's word. Now, I pay attention to things like that. When people prosper, they kind of back off. They kind of get sucked into an easy life, and they just kind of flounder around, so to speak. But that's the wrong way to do life. Life is too good to let things go. A slumber comfort is Satan's alternative to peace. Where you prospering? Well, just relax. Don't endeavor no more. Don't seek God no more. Just relax. Eat your barbecue. You got more time. You retire now. You make more money. Just relax. No. Don't retire on God. Draw near even more. Draw near even more. If things are going good, that's the best time to learn from Him, because you're not distracted with problems. You've conquered your problem. Now grow. I said, Lord, how long do we fight? He said, fight till you win and live in victory. So living in victory has its own challenges. You have to determine in yourself you're going to do this. And you're going to dedicate yourself to learn from the Lord and not fall back on your love walk. See, as long as you got the fervent love of God in you, you want to do something. And you want to do wonderful things. You have an inner drive to want to go about doing good. If you've been going about doing good under attack, and now you learn how to fight and win, now go about doing better. I'm not saying you have to exert yourself all day. I'm saying that just stay in the love of God. Keep your love on. Our faith is always on. From the moment I believed on Jesus, that faith has been on. I don't ever get to a point, I wonder if Jesus was really my Lord. No. From that 1983, when I first got saved, to now, my faith has been on. It's been on. There was never a moment I doubted against Christ. I've done things I shouldn't have done. I've said things that I shouldn't have said. But I never doubted against Christ. It never crossed my mind that he's not really my Savior. He's my Savior. My faith is on. My faith is on. It's going to stay on. And I'm going to do things because it's on. Now, I want you to know that God loves us. He's here for us. He's going to bless us. He's going to take us forward. He's going to help us go forward. Anything you want to learn, you can learn. And all good things you want to do, you can do. Now, I want people to know what God can do in their lives. And I'm learning things. Still learning things, good things, about how this life works. And I want to make sure that I do all that's in his heart. Now, the things that God showed us that we can do, we can do. Things that damage our lives. You know, we talked about yesterday how lust, a greedy man can't be satisfied. A lustful man can't be satisfied. These things have no life in them. But the love of God does. And the love of God has life in it. And by the love of God, there's no limit to how much joy we can have, how much peace we can have, how far we can go, how much we can grow in life. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, I'm out of time, but till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.